Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I just lost my freedom for about 3 minutes.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
I had to walk to the common area with my mask on to take a pee, and my constitutional God-given rights were taken away from me.
Just left your balls in here.
I should have. Jesus said I can go do that without a mask on.
And I don't think you're...
See how stupid that sounds, people, by the way? See how stupid that sounds?
I don't think you're allowed to carry a gun in the commons area either.
No.
Yeah, they're stripping away your rights there.
Not even the building.
I hope not.
Well, the entire building.
Yeah, there's that sign on the door.
There's too many fridges around there.
Says there's too many fridges here.
God-given constitutional rights.
No, I can't tote my launcher.
You can't. No, or your bazooka. Bazookas are only allowed in subways, apparently.
Mm. Yeah. That bazooka wasn't loaded, by the way.
Doesn't matter. He stole a bazooka on him.
I read about the guy in the subway.
So that made him more small dink-wise, right? Not even a loaded one.
Yeah.
So he was just trying to prove a point. Look at me and my unloaded bazooka.
You take a bazooka, and then you're like, can I have light mayo, please?
Right. And chips and a Coke. You can make that a whole big
deal. Yeah.
Make that a combo.
I don't get those people.
Because they're idiots.
You hand them your punch card,
right?
Put it in your pocket next to your bazooka.
Can you even get bazooka ammunition?
Great question. Don't know.
I don't even know how you'd obtain a bazooka, but I'm sure if you're a collector, you have your sources.
Sure.
God-given constitutional rights from Jesus to have a bazooka.
Yeah.
I read that in the Constitution yesterday. Or somebody told me it was in there.
Right. That's all these people. It's in the Constitution. Like, where?
I told you. That was the guy standing in line at that restaurant in Colorado where they just closed it down because they didn't. It was just packed full of people with no mask on. And they caught the guy in line about to order. And there were people sitting down, too, all over this restaurant, packed. And he said, it's my God-given right in the Constitution to be here. I said, none of that's right.
Yeah, it says in the Constitution that this restaurant has to stay open.
Yes.
Did they even have restaurants back then?
And it was God.
But had like pubs.
God was in the Constitution, too.
All right. Quora.com says it is not a federal crime to possess or own an altered firearm, like a sawed-off shotgun, or something more exotic, such as a grenade, machine gun, or a bazooka.
And should be.
What is illegal is not registering the weapon with the ATF,
yep,
not paying a tax on the gun.
Taking away my rights. You know what's going to happen in that subway?
Oh, you don't. they put a tomato on there, and you said no tomato.
No tomato, you've taken a bazooka. I'm going to rocket launch this place.
Don't mess this guy's sandwich up. He's got a bazooka.
All right,
it's insane.
It is insane. Who else said
rocket launcher?
Yeah. Who else said Jerry Stiller?
Right? Some of the other protection players that had the 93-year-old Jerry Stiller include, but are not limited to, Jack Hanna, Rhino Butt Plug.
All right.
Going to leave that out. Jesus Answering Service gets a hit, as does Jim Neighbor's Butt Plug.
Yeah, that's a second hit.
He got a hit with Little Richard, too.
Just effing die gets a hit. As does Kathleen's fourth hole. KDP gets a hit. Klinger's Lebanese salami gets a hit.
Wow, yeah. Klinger was Lebanese.
And I think there was an episode where he was crowing about his salami.
Was he really? Okay.
Yeah, but that could be wrong. Right.
Well, James Farr was
79.
Lebanese.
Well, he played Klinger, and Klinger's Lebanese, too.
La, 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 la gets a hit. Let's play Who's Moister.
Now we're running out of things to play, so let's do it eventually on the show.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
I lost Who's Moister today.
Yeah.
How'd you figure that out? Smell my finger.
Luke's half toe gets a hit.
Yeah, you don't want to be the judge in Who's Moister.
No.
Nobody wants that
I think
job.
I think we'd all just forfeit.
Luke's lawnmower gets a hit.
Man.
Mama Cass ham sandwich gets a hit. And Mama June moose knuckles.
Ooh.
All getting hits with Jerry Stiller.
Is the moose knuckle different than the camel toe?
I think it's the same.
Bigger. Pretty much the same thing.
It's bigger, I think.
Yeah, moose knuckle is much bigger.
Okay. I didn't know if there was a difference or if they were one and the same.
Yeah, I think that's purely a size thing.
Yep.
Camel toe is a little more subtle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, camel toe can be on the small.
Moose knuckle is
small
in your face.
Yeah.
Well.
Moose knuckle is huge.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's purely.
Yeah, you're a big fat girl.
That what he said.
Right. I didn't mean to be rude, I'm sorry.
He did.
Yeah, but you illustrated the point accurately.
Thank you.
I was trying to be delicate about it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't working.
No, it wasn't.
On Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing podcast, Dennis Rodman was on. And
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman talked about his relationship with Kim Jong-un.
I'm so tired of hearing about this. Not from you, Craig, but...
I'm amused by this.
He's
Dennis told Mike...
He's a murderer.
...that they partied with hotties and vodka when they first met.
Yeah, and those hotties had to be there or they would have been killed.
I mean, and didn't we find out may have been underage?
Oh, of course.
Well, that was a different crowd.
But still.
Still.
On his island.
He apparently might not have an issue with it.
No.
Rodman went to Pyongyang in 2013 on a trip with the Globetrotters and dignitaries.
Does Rodman know what's going on with Kim Jong-un?
Rodman said that he was thinking he was just going to go to North Korea, do an autograph show, or play basketball. He said he didn't know anything about North Korea. So Kim Jong-un... So
why look ahead?
Yeah, Kim Jong-un went to greet Rodman following a basketball game.
And Kim Jong-un went to school in Europe, so he's a big NBA fan.
And Rodman did not know who Kim Jong-un was.
Okay, you could read up on that, too.
Really? He did not know when he came and talked to him. He asked Rodman if he liked his country. Yeah, it's fine. It's cool. It's okay. And the dictator then told him, we asked Michael Jordan to come, but he wouldn't, so we asked for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they bonded over their love of the game, and then... Kim invited him over to his house for a party, and he said, next thing we know, we're having dinner, we're drunk as S, and he starts singing karaoke, and I have no idea what the F he's talking about.
Oh, it's Korean karaoke.
Right.
Over there. Just call it karaoke.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Then Kim Jong-un speak English?
That's great. He went to school in Europe.
Yeah.
So he probably does a little bit.
He probably does. Yeah.
Then he says, an 18-piece band of hot women came out and played the theme song... From Dallas.
Boy, they're up to date, aren't they?
The TV show from 1978.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot cooler if it had been Magnum P.I. Right.
Now then, apparently that's the only song they knew.
That's awesome.
So Rodman suggested they learn other songs. He threw out Pearl Jam, Van Halen, The Stones, and he said next time he visited North Korea, they played all of his requests.
God, Korean chick singing a Pearl Jam song. That had to be horrible.
Yeah.
Even fro.
Right. I'm still alive.
He says he's never talked politics with Kim. He doesn't get involved in that.
Okay, here's my deal. He's been saying this since day one. Every time he goes, well, you know, he's just my buddy. I don't care what he does. Well, you know what? You're my buddy, Craig. If you were murdering people on the side, you wouldn't be my buddy anymore.
You'd have to mention that to me?
Thank you. I would bring it up.
You'd have to say something?
I would say, you know, Craig, you know what? I liked you before you started murdering your countrymen.
Right. So, maybe you've gone too far.
That whole lame thing where I can still be friends. That's like saying, well, okay, I can be friends with the guy that voted for Trump. That's okay. But you can't be friends with a guy who runs genocide over his own country. You can't.
You start individually murdering people with rocket surface-to-air missiles, I mean, just, and we can't be friends.
But he's a good guy.
Yeah,
just to me,
that would be the last straw.
To me, he's a good guy, but he kills his countrymen. Screw Rodman when it comes to that.
Aside from all the murder, it would be cool just to be able to call in an 18-piece band that just plays the theme from Dallas, whatever you want.
That
they
would
just
be cool.
Follow you around.
Aside from the
bring
murder.
Bring them in. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't like that they know other songs, though. I think it's better to just know that one.
I think it's funny, too. One song.
They play anything
else.
Probably
good at it,
but
too.
They can play that again.
Right.
Yeah, and don't agree with his politics. That's like...
No, that's stupid. He's been saying that since day one when he gets criticized for this.
Yeah, that'd be like being friends with, like, Charles Manson. And be like, well, that's his personal life.
Hitler! It's the same as none of these guys. Mussolini. I mean, all these horrible men. And, you know, Pol Pot was my buddy.
Genocidal maniacs.
Exactly.
Yeah, but somebody can say that.
But they're not right.
Pol Pot had a buddy.
Yeah.
He did.
But hey, knows how to throw a good party.
Yeah, wasn't killing me.
Yeah.
Good family, man. Yeah. Loved his kids.
Right.
There's nowhere else to see that band.
Killed other people's kids. Banged other people's kids, according to Kim Jong-un, right?
Nathan says all the people I know bazookas just use potatoes as ammo.
Potatoes.
They just wanted to hear you say that.
Oh.
Oh, wait, maybe they're potato launchers.
Oh, that, yeah.
Well, they're kind of cool. They're kind of cool.
But it's a kind of a waste of potatoes.
Yeah.
Potato. You could turn those into fries. Yeah.
A restaurant in Virginia is going to fill all of its tables when they reopen, but they are still going to maintain social distancing.
Big restaurant?
No, it's this is one of those fancy three Michelin star places.
Got it.
And they are just going to put groups of mannequins around. So that the humans will be forced to socially distance.
How about just,
there won't be empty spaces there. There will be mannequins there.
So you don't walk towards the mannequin table either.
Right.
How
creepy
is that going to be?
That's super creepy.
That's really...
You're going to get
it
really
seems
hammered.
Like it.
That chick's looking at me. No, she's fake.
I had read, and I've not seen this, in the, you know, all the Korean baseball that I watched over the past couple of weeks, but apparently at the beginning of the season, one stadium put a bunch of cardboard cutouts.
I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, I did see that.
Of people around
pictures.
The stadium.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And now Korean baseball is allowing slowly more fans, but they're all sitting apart, right?
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just saw a few people.
I saw the first
there.
Year. Yeah.
I saw a game last week,
workers.
And there was nobody in the stands, right. You know, other than cameramen. But I didn't know they were allowing people.
Yeah, they're starting to slowly do it, but they have to sit separately. So.
One person per section?
Apparently. Well, I mean, like 6-8 feet away, it looks like. Yeah, they had cardboard faces in there, right? The original first game.
Yeah, it was cutouts.
Yeah.
I saw them yesterday.
Yeah, it kind of spread throughout the stadium.
So they have like John Wayne in the stands?
Yeah, exactly.
Whoever you want.
Yeah.
Whatever cutout was available.
Yeah. It was a cover of Sergeant Pepper they put in the crowd. Hey, Lucio Ball's at the game.
That upset Craig. Yep.
No, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah.
Oh. I live in my head. I know how bad I am.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Major piece of music history going to the auction block. Your chance to own.
Uh-oh.
Kurt Cobain's 1959 Martin D18E acoustic guitar. This is the one that he used on MTV Unplugged in 1994.
The Unplugged?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
How much? Nice. Whose has that? Oh, wasn't that the one that Frances Bean gave to her boyfriend and he wanted to keep it?
It might have been.
Yeah, I think that was the one. Yeah. And they wanted it back, and because they broke up.
Well,
right.
I think it was compounded. The value of it is compounded because not only did Kurt play it on Unplugged, that particular guitar, whatever it is, was super rare to start with.
Okay.
There weren't that many of that particular one. It was held in high regard before that.
I would think the guy who has his sweater from that particular performance would go after that, too.
Last year.
Or the shotgun.
Broke the record for the most expensive sweater sold at auction for $334,000. That was last year.
That was last year. Okay.
Yeah.
But you would want to complete the match set.
Sure.
The sweater and the guitar.
Mm-hmm. The bidding on the guitar will begin next month at $1 million.
Man.
It begins at $1 million.
Nirvana fans.
Let's just not waste time here. We're going to start at $1 million.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain fans are getting older, too. They got cash, you know.
They're just going to mail it to Jim Irsay's house now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cash.
That's crazy she gave that to her boyfriend.
I know.
Most people want to get like a sweatshirt back after a breakup. I was like, hey, can you give me back one of the most iconic guitars?
No, I don't know what ever happened to that. I thought he was fighting that.
Class
ring. Like it was given to him as a gift, and they broke up, I believe.
Yes.
Well, it was a love situation. I love you so much. Here's my dad's guitar.
Who's your dad?
Nearly 43 million Americans are at risk of losing their health insurance from their employers thanks to the coronavirus.
We don't need Medicaid for all, do we?
No.
We don't need universal health care at all.
Some Americans are going to be able to take advantage of expanded Medicaid benefits.
Until they don't.
But millions of other people just don't have access to those benefits, and some states haven't expanded that.
Even though they voted it in.
Even though they voted it in.
Ricketts doesn't care.
Like Nebraska.
Never cared about you.
Yeah.
But he's got the R.
Nor does he care about the voters.
He's got the parentheses R.
It was voted on.
Voted in.
Why would we want something that the rest of the Western world has?
Better than that.
Yeah. We're better.
Ours is better than that.
Ours is better.
So, let's see. Friday on the Food Network's Facebook page, Chef Guy Fieri and Bill Murray are going to be facing off in the Nacho Average Showdown to see who can make the best plate of nachos. They're benefiting Fieri's restaurant employee relief fund.
Yeah, it's a virtual situation.
I'll go ahead and say
that. How do you mean virtual?
He's going to be at his... Not virtual, but he's going to be at his... Bill Murray's at his own house on Zoom or something like doing that.
Shaq and Terry Crews are going to be judging the nachos.
Yeah, I've seen the preview. How are they going to eat them?
Yeah, how?
Yeah.
They ship them over?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I've seen the previews. They're not in the same room. They're all at their own places.
Yeah, so somebody's got to deliver the nachos that Bill Murray made to the judges.
Right. Now, they did this kind of on Fallon. But now they're adding, Guy Fieri's adding his kid, Bill Murray adding his kid, and so now it's going to be hosted by Food Network personality Carla Hall, judged by Shaq and Terry Crews, and if you
tell me how my ass tastes,
and if you want to help out,
we told you to make nachos.
The National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. Please do so.
Okay, that's a good cause.
I'm willing to say that nachos are one of those things that I've never had bad nachos.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
Even the soggy ones that lay there forever, you're still going to scoop it up and eat it.
Well, right? If you've ever, like, at some, like, high school concession stand, gotten a thing of just regular yellow chips and a glob of yellow...
A fake cheese.
But you still go for it.
Yeah. Damn right.
And you still eat all sometimes. Of them.
Yes, you do.
Those are ballpark nachos.
Yeah.
I eat Pekka cheese.
I know you do.
That is the lowest definition of nachos, but you'll still go order it.
Still a nacho.
I'm with you, puss. I eat those at a lot of games.
Cheese that comes out of a 55-gallon drum.
Man.
Yep.
What I wouldn't kill for that now. To walk into a baseball stadium, hear Craig's voice over the speakers, and just pour some cheese in my nachos.
Can they even call that stuff cheese?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're not going to say
what
cheese.
What do they call it?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
It's a processed cheese food product.
It's incredible. Pekka cheese.
Yeah, it's nothing else. That's what you get when you get nacho cheese.
There's probably not a shred of cheese in that.
There's a shred.
A little.
It's a marvel of modern engineering.
I don't care. It's cheese.
There might be cheese flavoring.
Whatever.
But I doubt there's cheese in that stuff.
Oh, sure there is.
No natural occurring cheese keeps that consistency.
A little bit.
No. That was all made in a lab. Nick's right.
I've never cared what's in it.
Here do I.
It's amazing.
But I'm just saying, anything that falls above that definition of nachos are awesome.
Right.
Nachos are awesome.
And that's the lowest definition. You mentioned it.
That is the lowest definition of nachos.
Right.
As long as the chips aren't stale, that can throw the whole thing off.
Yeah, you still eat it. You'll still mop up the sauce.
Yeah.
On the secondary market for the NFL, the New England Patriots have seen a 39% drop in the average cost of a ticket from last year. That is the biggest fall among teams.
Yeah, no matter what, Patriot fans say, well, you know what, we trust Bill. You lost the best quarterback in the league.
One the best quarterback ever.
Yeah.
So they lost 39% as far as the secondary market.
And he left because your coach is a douchebag.
And the Buccaneers saw a 135% spike.
Oh, of course they did.
In the secondary market NFL tickets. But the largest increase from last year to this year on the secondary market is going to the Raiders.
Oh, because of Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, because of their new city and their new stadium. They saw a 527% surge. Of course, it was probably decreased a bit, depressed a bit, being the last season at Alameda County last year.
Oh, yeah, totally was. Post-pandemic, though, when this thing's all over, that's the game everybody's going to go to. Chief fans get to go there once a year.
But now the average ticket on the secondary market is costing $1,100.
For the Raiders?
For the Raiders.
Wow.
For this season.
I will say I was bored enough to look at, you know, some article about, you know, win-loss predictions for each team.
Right.
And this is not Vegas setting the line. This is just some sports writer. And it was like the Patriots, they had them at like 6-10.
They did.
And I went, oh, please.
Really?
That would be glorious to see the Patriots go 6-10.
RedZoneTickets.com for all your ticket needs. He's still open. We can dream. All right. Nachos at a Raiders game.
Let's go.
Watching them beat the Chiefs.
I'm in.
I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.